The manufacturing industry in Gauteng has come often under the spotlight, where key players, including the government, has highlighted the importance of partnerships between government and the private sector in creating an economy which is sustainable and inclusive. Now, the Gauteng Industrial Development Zone is charting a new course in investment for the Gauteng city region. And joining us for more is Sipati Mangazi, who is the CEO of the Gauteng Industrial Development Zone. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Now, to those who are listening and they often hear of these terms and, you know, they hear about the aerotropolis that has been created, tell us a little bit about the Gauteng Industrial Development Zone. What are you mandated and tasked with?
The Gauteng Industrial Development Zone is an entity that is a subsidiary of GGDA, another government acronym, Gauteng Growth Development Agencies. It's fully owned by Gauteng Provincial Government. And our core mandate is industrial development and support using SEZ framework, which is a DTI framework that has a suite of incentives. And that suite of incentives, in summary, would be tax incentives, would be creating critical economic clusters. And also there's SEZ infrastructure funding, which enables capital injection that then we develop world-class precincts. And the support is on regional development and on sector development. Regional development, if I go into detail, for instance, we are an industrial hub that is in the Eastern Corridor of Gauteng, that is within close proximity to the OR Tambo International Airport, the primary air transport hub in the country, the biggest and busiest airport in the continent. And therefore, we are exploiting that comparative advantage. We also, as you just mentioned, are operating in the same footprint as the Aerotropolis Master Plan that Ekurhuleni Metro has launched. And in that way, it's like government is working in concert with all three spheres of government, concentrating on in industrial development, advanced manufacturing in the Eastern Corridor of the province.
Now, in terms of the projects that you've been involved with, what are some of the exciting ones and what has been the progress thus far on them?
To start with, because we are in the Eastern Corridor and Gauteng being such a small province, land is a very limited resource. Mm. Therefore, we have the unique advantage, unlike other SEZs in the country, in that we are allowed to operate purpose-built, non-contiguous multi-sites. And therefore, right now we are concentrating on the catalytic project, which is in a precinct within the airport precinct itself. We have dedicated $250 million from the SEZ Fund in infrastructure development. It's a greenfield project. And it's a planned to be completed at the end of this financial year, which is March 2017. Mm. Concurrent to that, we then have support initiatives of the jewelry sector, which is what we have identified as our catalytic project. And one of the support services or initiatives we're embarking on, we have developed a world-class studio in Germiston, where we have a postgraduate course on CAD design for jewelers. And we have young people, talented, who have done a national diploma in jewelry that now we actually create a niche for them to become designers. It's been happening for the last 4 years. We're now on the fourth intake. And also promoting and encouraging entrepreneurship. Mm. In that way, we're bringing in new blood into this industry that is now actually aging and We are bringing in new entrants, and it's very exciting when you look at the kind of designs and products they produce. Concurrent to the development, we are embarking on an investor attraction drive because now we need to attract anchor tenants into this precinct. And the response has been absolutely positive. We are earmarking certain countries where we know they actually lead in jewelry, in design. They also are markets. So we want to attract foreign direct investors to the precinct. But we also earmarking some of our local direct investments to also be attracted into it. Therefore, I'm expecting that in a couple of years, we should be having a vibrant jewelry industry that is also export oriented.
Yes. From your assessments and talking to these, you know, these talented jewelry designers, what is your take on South Africa's jewelry manufacturing market?
The market has really declined in that when you go to the jewelry stores around the country, what you find is imports, particularly Asian imports.
Yeah.
And we actually are trying to instill a culture where people should buy proudly South African. However, we then need to differentiate. Hence, we thought, let's go the route of introducing designers. We cannot compete with products that are done in that are coming from our Eastern competitors, but we surely can actually compete on a bespoke jewelry, on designs that have an African feel, but also that will appeal to the global market. And that is what we are aiming for. We're not aiming to compete with a low-end jewelry that is coming into the country. And at the same time, we believe that if we create bespoke jewelry that is purely, has got a heritage design for South African, but it's also high-end jewelry, we will be able to position ourselves to enter markets in Europe and the USA, which is the leading markets anyway for jewelry in the world.
We were having a conversation with the CEO of the Gauteng Innovation Hub, and the bulk of that discussion was basically on entrepreneurs and some of the exciting things that he's seen sort of come up. From your side, how is the Gauteng Industrial Development Zone sort of helping entrepreneurs who are in that jewelry space?
Taking the alumni of the Design at 50, that's what we call the program for the CAD designers.
Yeah.
It takes on 15 students per annum. And of that 15, we have seen approximately 30 to 40% of those, when they finish the program, they actually become entrepreneurs. And that is because of how we have positioned the course itself. There is an element of marketing and product development and some business development that we actually introduced, because we believe that it would be more impactful if some of these trainees then become their own business, and they also then start taking on other younger people to become employed in their business. So with 30 to 40% of the output going towards entrepreneurs, I say that it's a pretty good outcome.
For the year, or perhaps, you know, from your view, what are some of the, you know, the challenges or difficulties that you battle with that can probably be easily solved within the short to medium term? Like, what are you dealing with when you walk into the office? What's your biggest challenge that can possibly even be solved?
Industry.
Mm.
You know, government's primary role is not creating jobs.
Yes.
It's not running business. It's creating enabling environment within which then private initiatives should come to the fore and take on the challenge, create inclusive wealth.
Mm.
And hence we identify industries that need support that are in distress, and jewelry was one of those. And when you're actually now trying to lend support to the industry players, all you're getting is they want more and more. They are not willing to put forth. For instance, we're doing this initiative of training. Students come out of it. They actually become value to this industry. They get absorbed. Our students, some that are entrepreneurs, some that are not entrepreneurs, they actually get absorbed into the industry. Now you go to the industry to say, we've proven that this concept works. Can you contribute a little? Because obviously you need to invest. Also, you've seen the worth of it. And that's not coming forth. So we need private-public partnerships in all the initiatives that government undertakes for it to actually have the desired impact.
I was speaking with Spiwe Ngwenya, and of course he used to be the former CEO of the GGDA, so now he's with tourism. So he had a lot to share about where people need to go for tourism in the townships and all of these things. And the one question I asked him, which I'll pose to you, was particularly on attracting investors into the Gauteng area. So he had his ideas of, you know, what needs to be done and, you know, what they're working on to be able to do that. From your side, how do we create Gauteng to be, it's a brand as it is, people are already coming in, but how do we elevate the game and lift it to the next level where, you know, international investors want to be around your projects, they want to be around OR Tambo International Airport?
That's a very difficult question, one that we deal with on a daily basis. If I were to simplify it, we need to reduce the red tape, roll out the red carpet, and invite foreign and direct investors into the country. By that, we have regulatory systems that sometimes become counterintuitive of what we're seeking to achieve. And we also function in silos in other areas. And investors, when they actually approach Gauteng, they don't want to know that there's a window for this and a window for that. We need to actually have a one-stop concept where they come in and all their issues are addressed, where we actually can guarantee our responses that in a week, well, if we say in a week we will dish out the permits and certain things, we need to actually adhere to that. And that's why in the group of GGDA, there is a Gauteng Investment Center. It's a one-stop shop, if you like. And there we send our investors to make sure that everything from permits to home affairs issues to anything that they need to establish their business, it can actually be, the length of time can be reduced. And that is the first phase of what you then experience in Gauteng. Then the second phase is, of course, other concern is always comparing us to other cities. You know, Gauteng doesn't compete, so to speak, with other provinces. Mm. We don't compete within each other. We actually compete with other cities like New York and London and Shanghai. And when you talk to investors, their concern is always cost conversion. Yeah. They want to know how much it will cost for them to produce a widget or something relative to if they had put their business somewhere else in the globe. And therefore, we need to, all of us, come together, be it labor, to be productive, be it the different spheres of government, to bring the costs down, to guarantee bulk infrastructure, energy, to improve our telecommunication. All those things then put us on par with the other countries, because there's a lot of people who want to come and invest in South Africa. Mm. They just need to know the good story.
Yeah. How important is collaboration between you and the other provinces where there are other IDZs?
In fact, the DTI has embarked on a drive that all the IDZs, we don't compete. Mm. We all craft our niche, and then we stick to that. For instance, us, we are linked to the airport.
Yes.
Therefore, the type of sectors that we will develop is low mass, high value, industries that have linkages to air freight as a mode of transport. And if an investor comes to town and what they are doing is what would be best served in another province, in another IDZ, we actually direct them to that. If other IDZs are out in the loop attracting investors, and they actually come across investors that are geared towards us, they direct them to us in that way.
We're almost halfway through the year. What are some of your objectives that you'll be tackling from the moment you leave the studio?
The bane of my existence is mm-hmm. to find anchor tenants mm-hmm. for these precincts. Yes. There's no point in building and say they will come. So on a daily basis, I'm on the phone with internationals. On a daily basis, I'm receiving missions mm-hmm. Of people who are coming. And all of them, we are addressing the question of what would it take for them to move some of their businesses to this country. Then there's our competitors like Mauritius, who are also having SEZs. Mm. We're talking to them to see how we can actually, instead of competing to our detriment, we can be able to support each other and share in the value chain. Mm. So investor attraction, responding to investor queries and their demands, and trying to craft some customized value chain for them, value proposition. That's what I do. Mm.
Sipati, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That's Sipati Mangazi. She's the CEO of the Gauteng Industrial Development Zone.